This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. How y'all doing out there? Good day, isn't it? Happy day. Yeah, everybody loves these, you know, coming, winding up the end of the week. Always feels good. You know, I should be in less of a good mood because I'm still sick, and I had to grade about 140 papers last night. I had students, I had the whole class of 140. And at one time, oh, it was so funny. Yeah, because I gave him an assignment. Okay, and I didn't say just go and do the assignment and you know, turn it in. I was like, you guys are going to do the assignment online. Okay, and then you guys are going to click send. And you don't leave until you sent it in to me. And you hear the grumblies, and I gave them a time limit. And, you know... And it was, it's interesting because, you know, I don't know how to deal with this new, you know, generation with smartphones and YouTubes and computers, because when I was in class, you know, when you wanted to not pay attention, you would just sit and turn and talk, or you would write notes. You know, now when people are in class, and I now do the same thing, when I took a board review class, I had my computer up. Right? So you sit there behind a computer. And the teacher can't see the computer. So you could be on Facebook. You could be playing a game. You could be writing your mom. You could whatever. Right? Look at pictures. You could video edit. I could work on my show. I could do whatever. Excuse me. And nobody can really see. And so I'm like, okay, well, what do I do? So I basically made this last class. Okay, everybody bring your laptops. They're like, oh, good. So we could sit there and we could bring the laptops. They didn't realize it because the laptops, they were going to have an assignment. So I made them do an assignment. And I'm like, yo, this is really, really good because I get them to pay attention. Okay? I get them to, you know, focus. I see the assignment being done. I see the assignment being turned in. And they get to leave feeling like they're done. They don't have homework. They don't have whatever. And this is really good. And I was so proud of this decision. Until I realized, well, now I got to look at 140 pieces. Yeah, so, yeah, everyone's like, you know, what's it like being a teacher? You know, how do you now, you know, the people you have made fun of, the people you have tortured, right, and demonized and made fun of your whole life as a student and given the hardest time, given them nightmares, wanted them to flee the country. You are now that same person. I got to tell you, it's hard. It's hard. You know, because I was the one that would sit there and make fun of the teacher and talk about him. And now, mind you, I love teachers. Currently, as a parent, absolutely, I will bow to a teacher. I love teachers. Teachers are, you know, I can't use the word, you know what I want to say, but they are the best. But when I was a student, oh yeah, making fun of teachers was the best. And now, me being a teacher, okay, I'm now in that role. They talk about me. If they don't like the class, oh my gosh, if somebody didn't like my class, you know how personally I would take that? Hey, if somebody thought what I was wearing was too old school, yeah, I made a reference to MC Hammer. Nobody got it. Yeah, and then, we won't go there. So, yeah, I have to, you know, being a teacher and in the teacher role. You know, I need to realize that, you know, I am not going to be the cool one in the back of the class like I used to. Well, I don't think I was ever cool. I was probably a dork in the back of the class, but I thought I was cool. And I'm not going to be that person in the back of the class, you know, that's got my buddies, that's got my crew, and feeling good. I am now the one standing in front of 140 people. And not only do I have to worry about not looking cool, but I got to make sure I teach these guys something. I mean, you know, what is so... heavy about this situation is that, you know, I'm teaching future doctors. So the people that are going to take care of you and take care of your children and grandchildren are in that room. And I'm the one teaching them. I know, scary stuff. But I did good yesterday. I did good. So we'll see. It just, of those 140 papers, I think I only got through about 45 of them. It's hard. It takes a long, you can't, you know, half-ass it. I mean, you got to do it right. So, all right, well, we'll see how it goes. But, you know, many people ask me, what does the future of healthcare look like? Well, as long as we, you know, come up with a better system than Obamacare, and as long as we have these students that I'm teaching, right, at the helm, wow, you guys have nothing to worry about. You really don't. These people are smart. They care. It's fascinating. You know, Nevada not only has Toro Medical School in Las Vegas, they have, you know, the University of Nevada School of Medicine up in Reno where I trained. And we're going to have a UNLV School of Medicine and a Roseman Medicine. So, you know, Nevada's going to be home to four medical schools. And I got to tell you, there's something about a Nevadan. And everyone's like, gosh, Dahlia, you know, really, Nevada, all you guys do is strip and gamble. No, we don't. We don't strip and gamble. I don't think my husband has seen me without my clothes off now for decades. No, we don't. Okay? In Nevada, right, it's very interesting. Nevada's the type of state where we're desert, but we're mountain. We got a lot of nature, but we also have a lot of fun, and we don't have a lot of big cities. You know, we only have three major cities, Reno, Carson City, Las Vegas. Then you got a lot of medium-sized cities that are major to us, obviously, like Elko and, Ely and, you know, Winnemucca and stuff, you know, Henderson, things like, well, Henderson is part of Vegas, but, you know, you kind of have a little bit of a rural atmosphere. And we're going to be talking about rural, health risk. Apparently, people who live in rural areas are more at risk for a lot of diseases than urban folk. You thought that city folk die young. Well, we'll see what's going on in rural. But there's this little bit of rural feel with Nevada. You know, and you know, Las Vegas and Reno used to be a place where you would kind of just come and visit. But you got people that have lived. I've been here off and on since 1981. And so I'm a Nevadan. I'm a Las Vegan. And I got to tell you, there's a culture. And there's a little bit of rural to us. Yeah, there's a lot of bit of city, but there's a little bit of rural. And that sort of, you know, character, I think, makes us pretty damn cool and pretty damn likable. You meet somebody from Nevada, you know, pat them on the back, give them a high five, smack them on the butt. We're pretty cool folk. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got some scoop on marijuana now that a whole slew of research has come out. So get your seatbelts on. We got a lot to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Music I want to play, and the problem is I can't decide what goes where, so we're still working on it, all right? I like to sing to these songs. Plus, you know, that's the thing. If I'm going to come up with bumpers, they got to be bumpers I could kind of sing to, all right? You know, if it's out of my tune, I'm not going to look like I could sing. So it's very important. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so what they say now, about 22 million people smoke marijuana or eat marijuana or use marijuana in some form. I think the number is a lot higher. All right, but according to the LA Times, 22 million Americans use some form of marijuana each month. It is now approved for medicinal or recreational use in now 28 states, plus the District of Columbia. They say the legal sales of the drug
has reached an estimated $7.1 billion last year. A huge moneymaker. This election, California, Nevada, Maine, and Massachusetts have legalized recreational marijuana. We have medicinal marijuana legalized in a whole bunch of other states. And so it's a very, very exciting time for people that have been suffering with the chronic illnesses, who have read that marijuana could help ease their pain, help them sleep. And many medical professionals have been waiting for some medical evidence so we could finally give the green light. However, we've also needed to know the risks. Well, apparently a federal advisory panel has looked at a whole bunch of data. All right? And let me see here if I could give credit to credit. Dude, there's got to be a name of this federal advisory panel. And not everything in the federal government is called Obamacare. Okay, let me see if we have, looks like there were about 15 sponsors, one of which was the California Department of Public Health, according to this one source, according to another source. It was released by the National Academies of Sciences, Engineering, and Medicine. All right, so here we go. All right, so let's see here. The researchers conclude that there is not enough research to say whether, one, marijuana effectively treats epilepsy. Now, this was a tough one. This epilepsy discussion has been very controversial because, you know, if you're a parent and you have a child that suffers from seizures, and as we've talked about, seizures is a electrical disruption in the brain, that when the electrical disruption occurs, the brain cannot function properly. And unfortunately, you kind of go into like what a television does when it used to be on the Fritz in the 1970s and 1980s. And unfortunately, you could stop breathing. You could lack oxygen to parts of the brain. You could hurt yourself, vomit on yourself, you know, bite off your tongue. You could, your heart could stop. Seizures are so dangerous. They're very deadly. Many people have seizures and they don't even realize it and they're fine. But I believe John Travolta's son died in the shower after having a seizure. And having a child that suffers from seizures is one of the most scariest things. So when you hear that marijuana decreases the number and the frequency, you don't care what the science says, you're going to do it. And so some of us in the medical profession were kind of hoping to see some positive evidence for that. Unfortunately, the researchers said there was not enough research to say. So what that means is you got to research it more. They also casted some doubt on treating cancer with marijuana, irritable bowel syndrome with marijuana, certain Parkinson's disease symptoms, and helping people beat addictions with marijuana. Experts called for a national effort, according to the Daily Mail, to learn more about marijuana and its chemical cousins, the compounds called the cannabinoids. They said the current lack of scientific information poses a public health risk. They say patients, health professionals, and policymakers need more evidence to make sound decisions. So basically, this report is saying they don't have enough evidence. Now, all right, so do we have groupings of evidence that has made us progress with marijuana in the medical setting? Absolutely. We found that it could help increase the appetite. It could help stop nausea, which is why we use it for chemotherapy patients. So this report lists nearly 100 conclusions about marijuana and its chemical cousins, and these are studies that they drew on since 1999. Right. They did find very strong evidence that marijuana could treat chronic pain. I know some of you guys are saying, well, no, boo. I was not in this panel. All right, I know. Listen, you know how many times I see these studies? Right, and I say, guys, Dr. Dahlia has been saying this since her show started 8 years ago, and nobody listens. And all of a sudden, a big study comes out, like the appendix. I've been talking about the appendix. I've been talking about how, you know, it's got to have some use. There's, you know, never is a dangly thing on a human body useless. I think we could all agree to that. At least half the population could agree with that one. Anything dangly definitely has a purpose. And, I always thought the appendix had a purpose. But nobody listened to me until finally some big wig, you know, decides to, and that's fine. That's fine. I'll take that. Right, same thing with marijuana. My patients with chronic pain say they use marijuana. They don't need the narcotics. Something's up with that. Okay? There's also evidence that it treats muscle stiffness and spasms with multiple sclerosis. They've also found it boosts appetite with people with HIV or AIDS. And it also eases symptoms of post-traumatic stress disorder. Now, Colorado has been all over this because Colorado was one of the first states to legalize marijuana recreationally. And I believe they legalized it back in 2012. So they have a whole slew of data. If somebody knows to put it together and compile it and make it sound all smart and scientific. See, that's my problem. I collect data all the time. I mean, look at my scalp, right? I mean, I got so much data everywhere, right? I just don't know how to make it sound all scientifically and smart. Okay, that's not me. Okay, you know, I'm a doer. I'm not a writer, right, about what I do and what I've seen done. That's just not me. All right, so here is what the committee concluded. There's strong evidence that links marijuana use to the risk of developing schizophrenia and other causes of psychosis. And this is the highest risk among most frequent users. So you're going to see a lot of headlines saying marijuana could increase your risk of schizophrenia and psychosis and schizophrenia. You know, when you have a distortion of reality, that could be pretty dangerous. They say marijuana will do that. Some evidence suggests that there is a small increased risk for developing depressive disorders, but there is no evidence either way on whether it affects the course of symptoms of such disorders or the risk of developing post-traumatic stress disorder. So, you know, yes, it may cause depression. I mean, I learned that in medical school where, you know, people that smoke marijuana may be more inclined to be depressed. All right, but you should not develop post-traumatic stress disorder from marijuana. They say there is strong evidence that using marijuana increases the risk of a traffic accident. Now that to me is a biggie. I mean, we're legalizing marijuana recreationally, and this could increase traffic accidents. All right, it's, you know, one thing that, mind you, I'm for legalizing marijuana, I'm for using marijuana in medical practice, okay, when we find its potential benefits. But the one thing I have an issue with is, if somebody wants to use something, right, you know, like marijuana, the government could stay out of the face. But when your use affects somebody that doesn't want anything to do with it, that's a problem. That's why smoking has been such a big issue. If you want to smoke, smoke. I don't care what you want to do. But if that secondhand smoke is going to give me cancer, I got a problem with it. So this car accident, traffic accident finding, which I think we've all suspected, we need to figure this out. Now, they say there's no clear indication that it promotes workplace accidents or injuries or death from a marijuana overdose. That I think we've all kind of known. I don't think we've known of any particular marijuana overdose death, primarily. Could be a secondary cause if somebody gets depressed and kills themselves or uses another drug and overdoses. There is only weak evidence that it hurts school achievement, raises unemployment rates, or harms social functioning. Now, that's interesting because I think if somebody smoked pot all the time on their couch and didn't show up to school or work, that would hurt. But maybe the majority of people don't smoke like that. Maybe they smoke it more recreationally and you know, socially, like a social drinker. For pregnant women to smoke pot, there's strong evidence of reduced birth weight, but only weak evidence of any effect on pregnancy complications of the mother or the infant's need for admission of intensive care. They do not think it affects sudden infant death syndrome or substance abuse in the child later once they're born. So right now, they think that the baby could be born with low birth weight, but they don't necessarily think that there's going to be pregnancy complications or the baby's going to have to be in an ICU. But still, low birth weight, I don't think is any walk in the park. They think there is no link to lung cancer, no evidence to support that it develops cancer like prostate, cervix, bladder, or esophagus. So no cancer link, they don't believe. That's huge. Because, you know, you're smoking something that's unfiltered. Substantial evidence that says it will worsen your respiratory systems, symptoms, and it can make you have more bronchitis. That makes sense. There is weak evidence that it will trigger a heart attack. So if you have high risk for heart disease, it could give you a heart attack. And there is a risk that it will help you develop other dependencies on other drugs. So that's the scoop on marijuana, people. 1-877-DOT-DELI.
Feed non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreontheseine.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DocDahlia, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So somebody had asked me a few days ago in an email about body odor, and I haven't written them back on ways to control body odor. And, we don't talk about body odor a lot. I remember a couple years ago we did. We gave you guys some advice on what to do with that. And, remember, smells, are a defense mechanism, right, for many of us. Okay? They're also a supposed to be an attractant. Okay, you know, the sweat that our underarm hair makes, right, supposedly makes animals, right, want you. Not like an animal want a human, but, you know, when a woman goes through puberty, right, or a guy goes through puberty, they start to smell. They start to develop a body odor. And this body odor back in caveman days let people know that you were fertile and you were ready to rock and roll. Which is why, you know, it's so funny. You know, people forget to tell their kids, look, as you go through puberty, you're going to start needing, you know, deodorant. But the body odor comes before the maturation of the sex organs. So these kids are like, well, yeah, I'm still flat-chested, I'm still whatever, and then all of a sudden, the body odor starts, and you're like, well, what's this? So just, you know, when your kid is like 9, 10 years old, you know, start having the talk with them that they may need to use some sort of deodorant.
I personally don't like deodorant because I find that I smell either like fast food or coffee, and those are my smells, and I'm really proud of that. I just wanted to share that with the world before.
No, I think that's good. I was speaking to some kindergartners. I was reading. It was like one of these days where people in the community go and they read to kindergartners. And one kid came up and he goes, "You smell like chocolate." And I didn't even have chocolate that day. So that's my smell, chocolate.
Nice.
So yeah, I know that's pretty damn cool. All right. So what causes us to smell? All right, well, you know, obviously sweat is a biggie. Sweat, when it mixes with bacteria and you have broken down skin, it gives you a smell. All right, you know, but other things make you smell, right? The breath, halitosis. You know, you could have let's say you're sick. You know, when somebody has strep, okay, before I walk into the room, I know they got strep. I know they have it because of the smell. There's a distinct smell to a strep infection. I just know it. And many of you guys have probably smelled it too, and you didn't realize it. And that, to me, tells me not to mate with that person, not that I ever would because I'm a doctor and I'm married, but still, because that person is sick. So when you're sick, you're going to also give off odors from your breath. If you eat a lot of crap, yeah, that's also going to, you know, be an issue. If you're diabetic, you're going to smell kind of fruity. There's a very ketotic, fruity type smell, but it's not a really a good fruity smell if you're diabetic that you could give off. And again, that's not to warn you and to warn others if there's something wrong in your body. So, you know, body odors, the one problem we have in medicine, just like with vaginal discharge and vaginal odor, is everybody's very quick to want to hide it. All right, well, wanting to hide, and I get that, because you don't want to smell and other people to notice, that's fine. But you need to stop and evaluate it, not just hide it. You know, when somebody is chronically burping, all right, and chronically having heartburn and has bad breath, you know, if you're having chronic heartburn, you need that addressed. So if you do have certain smells, get it checked out. I told you guys when I was a medical student, the only smell that really almost knocked me out, because usually you're very, very good as a medical professional handling something that's gross and something that could possibly make you weak in the knees and vomit or dizzy. And it's an uncontrollable reflex. You don't want to, but there was a lady who I felt so bad for who had never had a pap smear. And I told you about this case. And she came in and she said she's embarrassed because her husband doesn't want to sleep with her, you know, says she has an odor down there. And I said, well, look, let's check it out. You know what happens? It could be just an infection. Let's take a look. And she had, again, the key word is, she had never gone for a pap smear. So when I went in there to look, she had dying flesh. It was a necrotic cervix from cervical cancer. And if you've ever smelt a dead body that has rotted for weeks, that's what it smelled like. And it came at me with such a hit that I almost passed out and I had to leave the room. And I'm so embarrassed and I felt so bad and I apologized to her. I was like, so she had major cervical cancer and when it starts to rot like that and, you know, spread between the blood system, unfortunately she died. There was nothing the doctors could do for her. And, so odors, that she must have started an odor a long time back. And if she would have gone in sooner, before she started to have rotting flesh, we could have done something. So, you know, don't just try to cover things up. Now, there's a lot of people that have hyperhidrosis where you excessively sweat. So years ago, 20-some years ago, I was at a conference, and we learned about Botox. They were using Botox to inject in your underarm. Now, some of you would say, oh, my gosh, that hurts. I'd rather sweat. But for those people that constantly sweat and are constantly wetting their shirts, they'll do the Botox. Less sweat means less odor. And so, according to Fox News, they say that these Botox injections, and sometimes some of us need it on our palms, if we always have sweaty palms or the bottom of our feet, this treatment temporarily blocks the chemical that activates your body's sweat glands, so you sweat up to 87% less for 4 months to a year. So Botox injections could help. You also got to change your diet. If you don't want to smell a coffee, if you don't want to smell a Chipotle like Tom, then eat less Chipotle and drink less coffee. If you want to smell more of chocolate, eat more chocolate. But onions, garlic, curry, all that stuff can mess with your breath. Cheese gives you bad breath. They say you can put some peppermint oil on your tongue. All right, that could help. You also have to reduce your stress. Stress triggers the apocrine glands. And these apocrine glands make you sweat. And so you got to cut back the emotional stress. And that'll also help. They say that the fight or flight related liquid, these apocrine glands in the underarms and groin secrete this milky liquid made of water and lipids. So bacteria thrive on that. It's food, according to experts at the Mayo Clinic. Try meditation. Try yoga. All right. Breathable fabrics are very important. You know, a lot of us wear 100% cotton socks. Well, our feet may stink more. Put a little bit of nylon in that sock. Right? A sock that maybe has 10% nylon, maybe you'll sweat less or it'll hold less sweat. Don't have all nylon because then that'll be a mess. But having cotton socks with, a little bit of nylon will help your feet smell less. You also, maybe some silks or wools that have breathability may work. All right? You know, much better than rayon or spandex. You know, underarm hair makes you sweat more. I had my underarm hair lasered, so I hardly have any underarm hair, and that really cut down on any sweat. They say men may want to just forget about, antiperspirant if they're worried about the antiperspirant or anti-deodorant risks, and just shave. You know, men with shaved underarms. Guys don't like to do that, though, and I get that. All right? They say apply apple cider vinegar. All right? They say the acid and if it's a growth of bacteria, the kind that makes you sweat. Now, I don't know if that could irritate the skin. They say apple cider vinegar and lemon juice may help reduce levels of odor-causing bacteria on the skin. So you may want to dab a couple drops with a cotton ball. Again, be very, very careful because, wow, that could stink. Witch hazel that we use for our hemorrhoids, that could also work. Tea tree oil. Yeah. Eat well, exercise well. You got to bathe often. Okay. And, you know, a lot of us go, yeah, I take a shower every day. I go, do you really scrub with the soap? Or do you sit there and pretend that you're winning an Oscar with your shampoo bottle? You know, like I do. I'm like, oh, thank you. Yes. Absolutely. Yeah, working with Michael Fassbender, you know, made me getting this award very easy. You know, just actually scrub with soap when you're in the shower. 1-877-DOT-DELLY.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Hello again. My name is Gary Clark. I'm the actor who's turning 80 in August who played the part of Steve on the 1960s Western TV series, The Virginian. Now, those of you who've suffered the side effects of prescribed medicines know what I'm talking about. And those of you who have watched the devastating effects that worrying about you has had on your loved ones. And what I shared a few months ago is only part of the story. I neglected to mention how One World Whey protein powder has affected my life. Now, I realize this is not dinner table conversation, but here goes anyway. One World Whey solved my irregularity. I've been plagued with constipation for years, and I thought it would be that way for the rest of my life. 3 weeks on One World Whey set me on a new path. That was 5 months ago, and I haven't been irregular since. Will it work the same way for you? I don't know. It worked for me.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Tom, you had a question about nursing. Lay it on me.
Okay, well, I'm going to break this up into two questions, if you don't mind, because they're two different states, and they're all speculative. So, by all means, callers, call in, correct me. But I was told by somebody who is a nurse in Michigan that if you went for an education in Michigan in nursing, when you moved to another state, Michigan's education was high enough that you didn't need to take state standard testing for nursing per state because Michigan was that high up there for nursing.
Oh, wow.
And I can't find anything about it. I would love a source for it. My source is my friend's wife was talking about her job, and I would like to trust that she knows what she's talking about. But also, this happened in 07, so maybe Michigan's new governor gutted the education system, or I don't know. I don't know anything about it. By all means, fill me in.
Very cool.
And my other question was, once again, word of mouth, a friend is going to school to be a visiting nurse type deal. And she was saying, we here in Minnesota take in a lot of immigrants, particularly from Somalia. And so because all the tests are in English, I've heard, not experienced, I don't know this, and I really hope it's not true, but I heard that they get to take a test where the test gets read to a group of people, and then they get to answer as a group. And so if the group passes, then everybody gets it. And I really, really hope that's not happening, because that is terrible, and especially for healthcare. Like, you could do that with finance if you so want. You could botch pretty much anything except for healthcare and education, the two things that you can't do wrong.
Yeah, there's always somebody that's quiet in the back of the groove. I see that in my class I teach. You know, the quiet ones, and I call on them going, speak louder. Now, speak louder. I need to hear from you.
Yep.
Absolutely. Well, that's interesting. Okay, you know, like, so for Nevada, you know, I practice in Nevada, and we have the Board of Nursing in Nevada. I know you need to, if you've never been licensed, you need to pass this NCLEX exam, which is kind of like their national board exam. And so I know there's a national exam that you have to have passed, depending on what the state board requires. But most states, just like, you know, from a medical standpoint, you know, we have to have our USMLE, our MBOME. We have to have certain tests that are national done, because they know doctors and nurses go in between states. There is supposed to be reciprocity if you've been licensed in another state, such that you really don't have to go through the whole rigmarole. You will probably be fingerprinted, and you will have to fill out applications. But from what I'm understanding, and I could be wrong, is if you go to an accredited institution, then whatever they teach you should be enough, and you shouldn't have to take additional classes, except for the following. Now in Nevada, all right, and I'm sure a lot of state boards are taking this on, and I can't speak for the nursing, but I can speak for the medical standpoint, the doctor standpoint, physician standpoint. We have to show extra education in narcotic writing and in bioterrorism. And so some states, because every state board is individual, all right, and I kind of like that. I like how Nevada does things differently than California, than Washington. I get that. I like our state board in Nevada. I think they're doing good. You know, they licensed to me. So man, they're top notch as far as I'm concerned. They got very good choice of doctors if they pick me. But, you know, if they go, look, you know, we have a narcotic overdose issue in our state, or over-prescribing of narcotics. Guys, you need to, in order to get your license renewed, you need to have more education in narcotic prescribing. And then we have to prove that we did that CME. We have to take a class. We have to prove that class was taken in order for us to maintain and receive a renewal of our license. So if Michigan does all that, let's say, you know, for the nurses, such that when you go to another state, yeah, you already have all the extra, you know, add-ons that many individual state boards request, then yes, then you're good. Then you're in the clear. But I don't know how, you know, once you've been practicing for 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, how you will never have to update, because these states adopt new recommendations, you know, for licensing requirements. So that's interesting. Any of you nurses out there, if that's true, let me know. Now, the group passing, that I have a problem with. And again, I know it's anecdotal. I know we don't, you know, have any confirmation of that. But, you know, group passing because of a lack of interpreters, that's a problem. I mean, I hope that's not the case. You know, imagine, you know, me in medical school, if I was able to pass. I mean, when we take the Hippocratic Oath, we all do it together, but we all have to raise our, you know, right hand. We all have to say it, you know, and I think there's, you know, microphones around, so they know we say it, and, you know, but to pass a test that way, I don't like that. You know, I've tried that with classes. You know, I'm like, all right, guys, you know, so what's the answer? What's the answer? And usually the loud people, get the attention. And you forget that there's somebody in back who's mouthing the words. I've done that. We do this in temple. We do it in church, right? You sit there and you mouth the words pretending you know the prayer. Right? And you don't. Doesn't work. And, you know, have I seen nurses that did not know their stuff? In the hospital, no. In the hospital, these nurses, wow. And in many of my colleagues' clinics and in my clinic, some of these nurses are like, wow. But have we seen nurses do the stupidest stuff? Yeah, absolutely. Just like I've seen doctors do stupid stuff. I've seen staff do stupid stuff. Remember, our cleaning lady unplugged our refrigerator and all the vaccines went bad. If you're going to plug in something, I don't understand why, because the refrigerator in the lab was tile, so I don't know why she would have to plug in a vacuum there. I'm not really sure what the heck was going on there. So, you know, in every field, there's going to be some people that, for some reason, get in under the wire. And when they get in under the wire, that, or under the radar, right, that could be an issue. You know, I mean, even in medical school, you know, people ask how, you know, that one doctor that was sleeping with his patients, drugging them, sleeping them with his patients while videotaping, how he got through. I remember him in training. He was great. I mean, in training, he was right on. Some people will just get you, you know, when you have a predator, if you have somebody that, you know, if somebody does stupid, you know, I mean, makes stupid mistakes, that they'll be pulled out academically. When somebody is unethical, that's a tough one. That's a tough one. You know, and another thing we need to, you know, quit doing is, you know, trying to be all overly politically correct. Everybody is so afraid of accusing somebody. Right? And being wrong. And I get that. I would not want to accuse somebody saying, you know what, I got the heebie-jeebies, I got a sixth sense. They get investigated, their career is ruined because I had a sixth sense. But what if, you know, your sixth sense is right, and that person does later turn out to be somebody that's going to shoot up a hospital? You know, I don't know what the answer is to that. You know, but if you have suspicions, you know, let's say you have a worker, you know, and you're like, look, you know, I can't put my finger on it, but I just get, you know, a bad vibe from this person. All right. You let your, you gotta let your superiors know. All right. And then the superiors should have some sort of a protocol where, all right, we're going to keep an eye on them. We're going to watch them. Okay. We're going to see, you know, maybe give them a scenario and see how he reacts. You know, all institutions should be prepared from a security standpoint. They should train staff on what to do if there is a shooter, what to do if there, you know, if something does go wrong. You know, there should be something like that in place. But, you know, right now we're all on alert. And I know we kind of went off topic with that. But, all right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.